Welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And spring training, conditioning for the season, whatever you want to call it, is in full swing here at the ranch. Diesel is getting rode 6 days a week, weather permitting, and Junior's getting rode basically as often as I have time. So that's definitely usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe another day in there as well. But Diesel's definitely my priority. He is definitely in full-time training, and I'm really, really excited to get him super fit, super muscly, and just ready for whatever we have on the go this year. I'm pretty sure I talk about like conditioning and that sort of a thing every single spring, so I kind of wanted to put like a different twist on this year's conditioning episode, just so it's not like regurgitating the same information. So today I want to talk about just maybe some of the things that people miss or just don't consider when they start conditioning their horses in the springtime. And the first one of those would be prioritizing rest and recovery. I know for myself, when it's nice out and like we're ready to ride and just get after it, I'm very, very tempted to ride Diesel every single day of the week. No days off. Hashtag no days off. But that's not fair to him. I still need to be very aware that he is not a machine, and just like people, he does need time to rest and recover. So it is important that I give Diesel at least one day off a week. My hand was forced with this, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. It was so windy here. I was like, I did a little bit of lunging him in the arena just at a jog, and I was like, no, we are going to the barn. This is your day off. So it helps when there's days like that, because it's kind of like, I don't want to be out in a wind tunnel working my horse. I know it's not fair to Diesel, so it makes taking time off a bit easier. But I do try to schedule one day off per week. And, you know, if I'm not working with Diesel, I have another horse, which is Junior. So it gives me, I'm still doing something with my horses, but I'm giving Diesel the time off that he deserves for all the hard work that he's putting in. And how much rest and recovery your horse needs, it kind of blends into the next point that I wanted to talk about, which is listening to your horse. If you are overdoing it, your horse will tell you. They will be lethargic, they might start getting sore, and soreness can kind of pop up in a few ways. Like if their muscles are sore because they're not used to exercise, they might end up being hard to catch because they don't want to be rode because they're sore. They might kind of like flinch when you're brushing them or when you put their tack on. They might move kind of weird under saddle. Like if soreness kind of pops up in different ways, but it's no different than you. If you're going from coach to weight training or like any sort of exercise when you're not used to it, you get sore relatively quickly, right? But as you get used to it, your body develops a resilience, and horses are exactly the same. Because you got to remember, horses are made up of the same things that we are. They're made up of muscles, tendons, ligaments, bones. Like it's all the same thing, and it kind of basically, on a very basic level, responds the exact same way. So yes, you need to be very mindful to listen to your horse for what he is telling you. And the thing about horses, they can be very subtle in what they're trying to tell you. And that's where knowing your horse is very, very important. With my horses personally, Junior is very, very, very stoic, and he will hide any sort of pain, discomfort, soreness, whatever. He hides it very well, and he will truck on, you know, do what I ask him to do without really giving any indication that there's something off. So I had to become very, very attuned to Junior to pick up on the tiniest little change to indicate that something might be off, and you know, maybe he just needs some time off, or maybe he needs to see the vet or some sort of body worker. But I had to be very mindful, be spending a lot of time with him so I could notice those subtle shifts. Whereas with Diesel, he's a bit more expressive, I would say. So he's a bit more easier to pick up on. But I would say, as a whole, horses are, they're not inclined to tell you that there's something off. And that goes just back to instinct. If a horse is out in the wild and they're showing that they're sore or something's wrong, that might be an indication to a predator that, hey, you are the weak link in this herd. I'm going to go after you because you're sore and you're not going to be able to run as far as your buddy who's feeling better. So horses over time have learned to cover up when something might be off. Yes, there might be variances between some horses that show it more than others or sooner than others, but as a whole, you need to be very mindful, pay very close attention to your horse, and watch for those little changes to indicate that they might be telling you something. And it's really, really important when you're bringing a horse into training, specifically because you are giving their body a lot of new stimulus that, like I said, when you're bringing yourself back into training or into exercise, you tend to be sore than, say, an athlete who trains every single day, every week, you know, 52 weeks out of the year, right? So it's very, very important to just pay attention to your horse and listen to what he's telling you. Aside from things like soreness, I would look for if an easy to catch horse suddenly becomes harder to catch. If, you know, you just look at your horse's eye and maybe it looks a little dull or he just looks tired, like maybe give him some time off. If you're having difficulties in the arena with maybe he doesn't want to pick up a lead or he just feels really lethargic and behind the leg and just not the spicy horse that they typically are, there's various ways that horses try to tell us things, and you need to become a student of your horse and learn the insides and outs of them. With Junior, I've owned him since 2006, so I can pick up on the slightest little thing from him. Diesel, I'm still learning, but that doesn't give me a free pass to just not try and watch for things that he's trying to tell me. I need to be extra diligent in paying attention to him because I'm not as familiar with Diesel as I am with Junior. Another thing that I wanted to touch on today is kind of, I guess what you would call maybe positive reinforcement. Again, looking at myself personally, it's very tempting to put Diesel back in training and then immediately go to like working on the things that we need to work on and just like constantly drilling on the things that I want to improve. That's a real good way to burn your horse out, maybe make him a bit frustrated. You want to build your horse's confidence, right? So I need to be very mindful to, you know, have easy rides, have moderate rides, have harder rides. And within that, so it could be easier like cardiovascularly, or it can be easier skill-wise. So there might be days where I do less loping. There might be days where I do more loping or more backing or less backing. And then there's days where I'm going to work on more technical things, like maybe doing some various lateral work. As he gets more fit, I might start working on flying lead changes. But I also need to like intertwine that with just like working on transitions and just things like a solid stop, like things that I know Diesel knows and that are just easy to just work on, build his confidence up, give him a pat on the neck saying he did good. Like, every day does not need to be balls to the wall, super hard, like, get after it. Your horse is gonna resent you after a while if you do that. So it's very important to have ebbs and flows throughout your week, I would say. So being intentional about, just knowing that going hard every single day will likely result in you being not as far along as if, as compared to if you just like did those ebbs and flows, build your horse's confidence up as you go, and more gradually increase, yeah, both the conditioning and the skill work. And that kind of also ties into my next point, which is talking about variety. So again, it's very easy for me to just go to my outdoor arena and I could lope circles all day. I absolutely love loping circles on my horse, but obviously, again, your horse is going to start resenting you if you're doing the same thing every single day. So within my training, I try to include some variety. So yes, we do work in the arena. I also have a full quarter section to ride on. So going out for trail rides within the arena, I can have just a bare arena. I can also set up some ground poles. I can set up cones. I can set up barrels, like just things to keep my horse's mind stimulated and just add variety to that training. He's gonna look forward, or at least not resent your training sessions with him, because it's kind of like, what are we doing today? As opposed to like, oh, we're doing the same thing that we've done for the past X number of days. We're gonna trot for this many minutes and then lope for this many, like, that sounds like going to the gym and walking on the treadmill, like the equivalent of that for a horse, right? So trying to keep some variety in your horse, it's gonna make them happier and it's just gonna make them better horses overall. Like, I feel like a horse who is just restricted to an arena and like basically the same session all the time is not a complete horse. I know some people are very much into the whole specialization thing, but I really think having more of a well-rounded horse goes a lot further regardless of what discipline you're doing. So yeah, like doing the arena work, doing the trail work, and just keeping it fun, right? That'll keep your horse a lot happier in the long run. And the last thing that I wanted to touch on today is just, I'm pretty sure I talk about this in every conditioning video that I do, it takes time. Like, you're not gonna go from couch to a powerlifting competition or from couch to a 10K overnight. And it's the same with your horse, especially if your horse has been completely out of training all winter. It's going to take time. I forget what the rule of thumb is. I want to say like for every week that your horse has been out of training, it's going to take that many weeks to get them back. I don't agree with that. I would say it depends a lot on your horse. So I have Diesel, who is 5, and I have Junior, who's turning 24 this month. Diesel will come into condition a heck of a lot faster than Junior. I fully anticipate, like, if I am very, very consistent with Junior this year, he will maybe just be in condition by the time the season's over. And it's been like that for several years just because, yeah, he had like most of last year off and this whole winter, which whatever, he's retired. So I have very low expectations on the level of conditioning I will be able to get by, say, October, which is fine. I don't have any goals with Junior other than to just make sure he's feeling good. Whereas with Diesel, again, he's 5. He did not lose all his conditioning. He was in very active training last year. Yes, he had a good chunk of the winter off, but it was interspersed with some activity, so he wasn't completely off. And he's very young. He's young. He will bounce back very fast. It's no different than an 18-year-old going to the gym, putting on muscle versus someone who's 55. Obviously, the 18-year-old is going to progress a lot faster than someone who's 55. So just keep that in mind. You need to be patient and just kind of enjoy the process. And just going back to what I said earlier, listen to your horse. They will tell you if they can handle more. They will tell you if you need to back it off a bit. So I absolutely love this time of year. I love, love, love it. I love being able to track our progress and just really get after it, see what we can do. I have very exciting training plans for Mr. Diesel, so be sure to stay tuned for that. You can follow me everywhere at Strong on the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.